I was with Gabe when this dog came into his life. All right?
You were there the first day, yeah.
I was there the first day.
Yep.
I am better than a sexual partner.
Yeah. He's I'm also a sexual partner.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Welcome to the Pop Popcast.
Oh, the wide camera's not working right now.
What's
all
up
right,
with that?
That's okay. Go ahead and introduce.
Right. Welcome to the Pop Popcast, everyone. I am your host, Dennis. We got this other guy.
What's up? My name's Gabe.
So we just decided a Pop Popcast last night, right? Was that last night or was it 2 nights ago?
2 nights ago, we settled on the name Pop Popcast. Jasmine, the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Swore that she came up with that name.
Oh yeah,
we don't know the. Did somebody say Pop Popcast and then did we just take credit for it?
It's possible. I do that a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, my fiance lies a lot too.
Ooh,
so and I lie a lot too. Mm-hmm. So you know who knows. But since it's the Pop Popcast, yeah. Why don't we pop pop?
Let's do a quick little pop pop. Yeah. Ooh yeah. Yeah.
Boom, pop. Ooh. Pop, and pop pop to the people joining us right on time. I'm sorry we're a little late. What's up, Upwelling? Jacob, Adam, and Jacob again. Woo, we got three people in here. Oh, okay. We'll
something
just...
about the cabling. It's all right, Mike. It's all right. We'll just. I think. Just crawl. How about you crawl?
So
on the floor. All right, we'll just no. Yeah, we'll keep it on Gabe. We'll keep it on Gabe. You crawl, and then I'll just scoot over right here and get real nice.
Oh my God,
this is very not COVID. Not COVID regulations.
We had a hell of a setup that is, but we won't bore you with those stupid details of our...
I'm trying to get to our chat room.
All right. Well, let's just...
I don't see a chat room. Weird.
Okay. So, what a day. Mm-hmm. The setup. Every week we're trying to make, you know, progress. I think we're doing great. We've made steps. I think that we... okay.
Are you okay?
I didn't drink any of the beer yet.
Drink some of the beer. You need to relax. I can see that you are very stressed, and I'm sorry I wasn't here to help, guys.
I think our friend Mike Nguyen Comedy joined the chat too.
Name Mike Nguyen Comedy?
Yeah.
Got to make sure you know what that guy does.
That's right. And he spells Mike like microphone.
Yeah, like microphone.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
He's
does things differently. Cool. He lives by his own spelling.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's one of the coolest guys. He's the coolest guy I know from New York. And I know two people in New York.
Two people in New York?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing pretty good, Mike.
Mike
is literally one of the cooler people that I know, I would say. He's cool. He's funny. Whatever. We can't even see a picture of him. Why are we even talking about this guy?
It's all right.
Would you like to describe him physically?
Physically?
Yeah, physically. Describe this man.
He's aerodynamic on the head.
Okay.
He has cool glasses. I like his choice in glasses and his choice in fashion. Very very comfortable, very chic, very his own identity and look, you know?
Okay.
I feel like I walk around and I just see a lot of people just dressed the same way, but not him. He doesn't play by those rules.
Not Mike. We went to a bar once. He was wearing a skirt.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was wearing a skirt and I think some Jordan 1s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a look. That's a look. That's hard to rock. And he was rocking it, standing there all night with his old fashioned. We had a good time that night. Anyway, so we came up with the name last night, 2 nights ago. How are you feeling on it so far?
I like it. We considered the name 7 out of 10 podcast.
7 out of 10 podcast.
It just didn't really. It's an inside joke. It doesn't really, you know.
I didn't want to explain it. I think that's what it came down to. I think you mentioned it.
Right.
You said I don't want to keep explaining what our name's about.
Right. We didn't want to use OK's happy hour or OK's honest hour, OK's happy podcast. Nothing with OK's in it because it's its own thing. And also, I don't want to explain to people what OKS is. OK's.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Nope.
No more.
Pop cast?
Yeah, that's it.
What do we got to explain?
It sounds like what it is, mm-hmm. which is just two guys doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah, right? Nothing super important is happening on Pop Popcast. And you know it. It's on brand.
We're considering this episode 2 as our third episode. We had 2 previous episodes. So
right.
I think they went well. We're making progress. So I'm happy that we are here and we are still struggling through, but we are still making improvements. Yeah. It says Pop Popcast in the corner.
This is so good. This is much better than what we had 5 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
5 weeks ago, we had a camera in that corner. We were sitting on a couch. Mm-hmm. It was like blown out behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this. This looks, whoa, we're back.
We got the wide back.
Dang. Thank you, Mike. Mike, who's in this room and producing and running the whole show behind the scenes. Thank you, Mike.
Nice. That's...
And Adam.
Yes, we have our whole team in here.
But if I'm looking at you two, one of you is clearly sweating and clearly has been working very hard.
But I think it's a team effort.
Yeah.
Unless, never mind. So, all right. Now I feel a little settled.
Yeah.
I feel a little relaxed.
Man, that wide, you know, that's the whole show right there. That's our bread and butter.
That wide angle, that's a very important camera. Okay, yeah. Just saying, that's all.
That's how you know what's happening in mm-hmm. here.
All right, we're gonna say what's up one more to one more person. What's up, Lems? Shout out to you. And
I can't get my thing to work here.
Well, you could always pull up mine. Maybe it'll just be open, but it's okay. We're gonna check in with it later.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
How was your day?
Day's all right. Yeah. Day's all right. Yeah. Had regular work day, regular work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came over here. This is the highlight of my day. And this time of year in LA where the sun is out till like 8 o'clock, it is nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. It's so nice to get out of work and you still got like 3 hours of sun.
Yeah, that's terrible when like, you know, you go to work while the sun is rising and then you leave work and the sun is gone. Setting.
Yeah. It's the worst time of the year. That's the worst time of the year. It sucks. It sucks when you, like, when I sit from my desk and I see the sun come and go from a window.
Yeah.
Whatever. How's your day? You do anything good? I need to drink a little bit more.
Do you want whiskey?
Faster. Yeah, I need to get it.
I
up here. It's one of those days.
Happen to have some ice here if you like some ice. We also have some Four Roses.
Yeah, I'll take two's good.
There we go.
Four Roses. Have we gotten through this much of this already?
Yeah, that's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's or two shoots.
Two shoots. Maybe three? Don't remember.
I mean, that's fair. You drink a lot more of this, do you? Or do I drink? Are we drinking equally?
We drink equal-ish.
Equal-ish?
Yeah.
Here. Ooh. Wanna just... Right.
Oh, there you go. And if you notice on the top left, we have currently drinking. What are we going to do? Are we going to say currently drinking Coors Light and Four Roses? Maybe we will, you know? Technology, man. It's going crazy. Today was today. Yesterday was yesterday.
Yeah.
The day before that was Monday.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The day before that was Sunday. And the day before that was a very important day. That was...
Oh, that's where we're going. We're counting backwards.
We're counting backwards.
I was wondering what you were doing with the days.
Saturday. And I wanted to talk about this last week, but I couldn't because it was a surprise.
Oh, that's right. Gabe, you the best fucking boyfriend, fiance, significant other... romantic partner ever. I've never seen such a good surprise party thrown. You fucking knocked it out of the park, bro.
I threw a surprise party, a surprise birthday party / surprise engagement party for my beautiful fiance. Shout out to her, Jaja, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
She turned 30-something last weekend. And for the past month or so, I was planning a surprise party. And one of the things that just happens, like, in my brain, and I don't know if this happens with you, but I just get an idea in my head. And if I think about that idea for more than, like, 5 minutes, I just do that idea. And that's basically what happened with the surprise party. I mm-hmm. thought about throwing a surprise party, but what was also on my mind was that we wanted to throw like an engagement party because we got engaged over the quarantine. She proposed to me. She got down on her knees. She blew me, and then she put a ring on it.
Damn, on your finger?
Yep.
Okay.
On my finger. Surprise, surprise. No, she, well, I mean, it's true. She did propose to me.
Uh-huh. That is true. Yeah, yeah.
It was a quarantine.
When she told me, I was like, oh my God, you're going to propose to Gabe?
You were both in cahoots because the plan for that engagement or for that proposal was that we were going to recreate our first date. And our first date was us going to have lunch. And then we went to a bar, and then we went to another bar, and then we went to another bar, and then we went, got ice cream, and then we went to another bar. And so she was going to recreate that date for our anniversary. And then at the last bar, it was going to be all of our friends and family. And she was going to get down on her knee and propose. That was the plan. But quarantine happened. Pandemic happened. She couldn't do that. So on our anniversary, what she did instead was she recreated our first date in our small little junior one bedroom. She took me to different corners of our place, and each corner represented a different place: lunch, bar, and in the last quote-unquote bar, she got down on one knee and proposed marriage.
Yeah.
Let's pop to whiskey. We have to pop to everything.
Pop. It's in the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the title.
So,
Mike, has an alert come up yet? No alerts have come up, right? Okay, I just want to know if I did it right.
Can you turn the volume up? I don't think any alerts came through. Okay. I think I would have noticed. Okay.
I would have noticed as well.
One went through?
One? Did it show up on our screen? It did not? What?
Oh.
You.
Bottom left corner. Bottom left corner.
Damn. Anyway, that should have worked. I worked on it, which would probably explain why it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll do it again next week, and maybe it'll work that time.
It's all good. So what happened with... Oh, so...
Yeah, surprise party.
Surprise party.
We're back at the surprise party.
Our families have never met.
Oh, yeah.
So when we got engaged, after that point, it felt like, okay, our family should meet. But we were in quarantine, so we can't meet.
Right.
I mean, some of our family was like, hey.
You didn't go to, did you go to her family? And oh, no, you didn't go to her family.
No, she proposed
to me. She went to your family?
She didn't go to my family.
She didn't go to your dad and be like,
disrespectful, yeah.
Can I have your son's hand in marriage?
Nope. She did not.
That's a sexist laugh. Is it sexist that I laughed at that?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. It's a gender role reversal.
Well, don't worry.
And it tickles me.
You are sexist.
I am sexist.
But you don't have to worry if you're sexist or not. Mm-hmm. You are sexist.
I'm a little sexist. I'm a little bit all of the isms, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit.
I think we all are a little bit. But so our families have never met. And obviously they couldn't meet this year because of the pandemic. So, hey, I'm thinking smart. Throw a surprise party. And making an engagement party. Two birds, one stone, baby. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't describe it that way to anyone, really. Right. But
two birds, one stone, baby.
Two birds, one stone.
Brownie points.
Brownie points, too.
Brownie points on top of it, baby. Mm-hmm. It's gravy on top of it. Mm.
Here's the surprise. I told her friends, I said, hey, let's plan a day. Let's plan on this Saturday to go out together. And... I told them, but I'm planning a surprise party, so I want you guys to tell Jasmine, hey, we have a surprise for you, but we can't tell you what it is, and it's girls only. So on June 12th, the plan was for her and her two friends to go out, and We were all supposed to go out, but they were. I was able to get myself out of that, and so I did all the regular planning, asked her family, asked friends, asked my dad and my stepmother to if we could use their house for a party. Everybody was super excited, happy to help. My sister helped, my parents, her sister, her parents, the most important people came through for sure. I wish there was some more people who could have made it, and you know, some couldn't, of course, for you know, those reasons or whatever reasons, but I think overall it was fun. It wasn't too stressful, but it was quite a bit of work, quite a bit of money, but she was totally surprised. Her friends brought her in blindfolded, so it wasn't like she showed up and was like, oh, why are we at Gabe's dad's house or right. Gabe's parents' house? Why is my brother's car here? I don't like those kind of surprises.
Right, right.
Because it's not you want the surprise of like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Yeah, like you didn't know. You went from 0 to 100. You right. know, yeah, 0% to 100% knowledge.
Yeah.
You're right. No, you did a good job. She, when the surprise happened, mm-hmm. she was so overwhelmed. She turned around immediately and covered her face.
She wanted to leave.
She could not take in all the information, which right. was like, there was, how many of us were there? 50?
40 to 50.
40 to 50 of us.
Yeah.
Out of, you know, and it was like her family, your family, two groups that she would have never sort of pictured together mm-hmm. prior, you know? Good job, bro.
Yeah. And it's like having our families meet, I know it's going to be awkward. And, but it was like, there's no way around it. It's just going to be kind of awkward for a little bit. But everybody appreciated the effort. They saw the effort. You know, there was good food. You know, I was able to buy through a family friend, you know, like the main food. I had some of her family bring some food. You know, people pitched in. We got mariachis. That was really hard to fucking find mariachis.
Mariachi.
I took.
Let's go wide. Yeah.
We took it took a team of us to find a mariachi band to just come and play. We got. Our friend DJ Gracie D, who we've mentioned on this stream before, she was able to come through and DJ.
That's right.
My nephew, Star Command Co. Company, he made custom stickers of Jasmine.
Yeah, those are funny.
You
had party favors. You did everything.
You know what else we had? We had one of our producers here, Adam, his sister, make desserts for the party.
Oh snap, that's right.
Do you want some?
Yeah, that's right.
This boom. Zoom in on this baby.
Where's the zooms?
Zoom, 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 zoom. It's not working. Throw the remote to me. It only likes me. Zoom, 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 zoom. Oh, nice. That's like a nice commercial shot right there. Even Koreans love Egyptian desserts. So this is baklava. And do you know the name of this other one? We don't know the name of this other one.
What's the other one? Almond cookie?
Pecan
cookie.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jasmine likes pecan.
That pecan cookie is good.
This shit is so fucking good. Anyway, tried to pull out all the stops. I was trying to do like extra shit that I didn't end up doing. I just stressed myself out. Overall, fun. Jasmine got drunk by the end of the night because my sister just really pushed her. I got drunk, but not too drunk. My dog is right here. It was a success. She loves me.
That's a subscription.
What? We got a subscription, baby?
Yeah.
Who subscribed? Fat bastard. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Hey, I did it right. I was so worried I didn't do any of that right, you know, making the alerts and stuff.
So it was fun seeing my friends, seeing my Asian friends, watch some mariachis perform and watch me dance. That was a little awkward, but I think I did pretty good. Jasmine's a dancer, I'm not, and her family's very critical of mariachis and dancing too. So
you did a great job. You were very brave when you danced up there. I thought, wow, look at Gabe. He doesn't normally dance like that, you know? But he was up there probably the whole time the mariachi was there.
Yeah.
Getting his money worth.
Yeah.
Making Jasmine's family like really believe that you're a dancing type of dude.
I know.
And I like that you went for it. Good job, man.
I had to make up for it because last time I was at, I think it was her mother's, it was Mother's Day or her mother's birthday. They had mariachis and her mom, you know, wanted to dance with me. So we were dancing and I was fucking it up. I was stepping on her feet.
Oh,
and then Jasmine later was like, you weren't.
I cannot believe your feet.
You weren't doing it right. And I was like, wow. Why didn't you stop us? And
why didn't you show me? Intervene. Why didn't you stop me from dancing poorly? You know, that's so much pressure. I can't even imagine that because I don't, you know, I don't have that. I'm luckily from a Korean kind of family. Mm-hmm. And we like frown upon dancing mostly. So I'm never going to be in that position. You know what I mean? We don't really like a good time as a people.
You're planning a wedding.
I am planning a wedding. I'm like very early in the stages of planning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like visiting venues right now.
Is there anything you're nervous about that is part of your wedding tradition or a tradition that you're doing during your wedding?
No.
No?
Nothing's making me really nervous about the whole process. I guess I'm just kind of like, I wonder how much we're going to end up spending, kind of.
Right.
But even that's not really that big of a concern.
Mm-hmm.
But Jess is really, she's been joking about something, but like a lot of times where it's not even a joke anymore, I think she wants me to do like a surprise dance for her.
Oh, like what kind of dance?
Like, you know, like where I might just be like, hey, get up on the dance floor. And we put Jess like on a chair.
Oh.
And then it's like me and you and we're like this.
Like a group dance?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Man. What do you think?
You down for that? I mean, she's been asking for it. Framed as a joke, but it's not really a joke anymore.
Pour me some more whiskey. Yeah. I'll agree to whatever.
I mean, do you want to workshop what we might be doing?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think you'd kill it. So I wouldn't be worried if that's something that you're going to get into.
Thank you.
Second, I would hate it, but I would do it because it would be fun still.
Yeah.
Cares. Like, when Jasmine was surprised and happy and everything, like, that was the thing I was most nervous about, was like, because I don't know. She tries to throw me surprise parties and stuff, and right. Sometimes they succeed and sometimes they don't, you know. And
Have I been to a surprise party for you?
She did a surprise party back in Bellflower, and Enming ruined it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what we're talking. Was I there?
It was a birthday party. It was small. Oh, it was okay. Like, you know, it was just like our good friends and stuff, but it was just simply ruined by just somebody spilling the beans. And it wasn't a big deal. I was like, whatever, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. I told her, I was
still
like, I'll pretend. I don't care, whatever.
Who cares?
And so she's had like, you know, I think this was just like the first surprise party I've thrown for her, or at least it's like the biggest surprise party. But I don't know. But so I did it because she's tried to throw it for me. So I figured, okay, I think you want to be surprised.
Yeah. You're but right. There is like that to it.
She has expressed, though, that she doesn't like focused attention. I'm like, oh, what the fuck, man? You fucking women. You want surprises. You don't want surprises. Right, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
You know? But she... And so I like confided in her friends and her family. And they're like, she's going to love it. Just, you know, if you make the surprise as for example, if you throw a surprise party and you're like, surprise.
Yeah.
And then there's like no music or like no, like just something to like take so that she isn't like sincerely the focused attention, then it's okay. Meaning like pretend like we said surprise and then we just all stared at her and waited for her to just right? Like yeah, that would I be
know. Yeah, that's not a good party. That's not a good party.
So her friends and her family were like, if you say surprise and you play music and, you know, just sort of like roll her into like what she feels like is already like a happening party, it'll be fine. And it was fine. So when that happened, everything else after that was like, I mean, yeah, like I'm like trying to get food out and trying to like make sure like, right. You know, other things are happening. Yeah. But like I
you were happy.
I was happy.
You were on cloud nine. I could tell. You were smiling so big too.
That's why like the dancing and all that shit was like easy to do.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. You were so beautiful to watch that night. Well, so beautiful. You and Jasmine, but mostly you.
If you're watching the podcast right now, if you're watching the stream right now, you should follow us on Discord. You know why? Because after this podcast, maybe we'll post a video of me and Jasmine dancing.
Oh, and maybe the surprise. I have good footage of
the
surprise.
Oh, you got good footage of the surprise?
I got good footage of you explaining to everyone to shut the fuck up before the surprise was happening too.
Good.
No, I did a good job. I did a good job as group historian.
I love it. Yeah, there's plenty of like, I told people like shut up, be quiet, like 12 to 15 minutes before she even got there.
Yeah, yeah. It was quiet out there. Yeah. I could hear the water drip off a kid, you know, coming out of the pool.
I heard it too, and I said, shut the fuck up. Shut the
fuck up, kid.
6-year-old little girl. Can you grab that for me?
What's this? This thing?
Yeah, and then can you grab... producer, can you grab me a beer? So that was my Saturday. I wanted to talk about it last week. Couldn't talk about it because it was a surprise, but it was fun. So
can I get a Coors?
Yeah. And yeah, so it was fucking fun.
Dude, did you get...
Now I have to get married.
You have to get married now. You did such a good job. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you. You know, when that happened, the whole time Jess was like, I... Thanks for the sub.
Who did that?
That sound is super funny to hear in the middle of a conversation.
Goody good time number 3.
Hey, thanks for the sub, goody good time.
Hey, let's do whiskey pop pop.
Whiskey pop pop.
For goody good time. Yeah. Thank you for subscribing.
I drink Coors Light like the Europeans do.
You know what?
Temperature.
We have a featured beer.
What's up?
After you're done with that, we'll move on to the featured beer, baby.
Nice.
All right. This is not the featured beer. I'm sorry, Goose Island.
Thanks for the sub.
Who subbed?
10 months. Who?
Aries.
Hey, Aries.
Pop to Aries. Sub.
Love you, Aries. Don't think I forgot about any of you. I know I'm acting like it, but I have not. And I love you all individually so much.
Aries, you're my boy. Just kidding.
No.
You're my girl.
Yeah, he's just playing with you.
You're quick. I got
worried. I was like, oh, no. Don't do that.
Oh, man. We might get drunk.
Yeah. I got to slow down a little bit.
What else?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how great of a person I am. And look, not too long after the party, it was just like, so when's the wedding? What are we doing for the wedding?
Ooh, shit. Your wedding's going to be dope.
So I went from like the high
bands. Oh, to a low.
To a low. I don't want to be negative, but like the low is just like.
These people are never happy. Never happy, these people. That's what you thought, right?
I texted my sister. I said, hey, thank you for everything. I know you spent a little more money or you spent extra money, you know, because she was going to do a couple things. But she spent, you know, a little extra money. And I said, let me know what I owe you. And she's like, don't worry. You do all these favors for me and the kids.
Who are we talking about?
Her my sister.
Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your sister. Yeah.
Not our sister.
Yeah.
Not your sister.
Yeah.
Those don't exist.
That's right.
my sister.
But I also consider your sister my sister, and also our sister.
Yeah, all right, it's true.
I just forgot that we had a sister for a second.
Right.
It's been so long that I thought since I thought of her.
She considers you an older brother, but like in a negative way.
Older?
Yeah.
Why would I be older than her?
She's older, like, you know, like you tease her in an older brother way.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, but like you do that to everybody.
I do.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like that. Yeah. I'm like that. I'm very familiar really quickly with people.
You're so good. You're so good. It backfires sometimes, though.
It does. People don't like it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not always liked in like settings.
But that's what's important.
But I chime in. You know, I'll just chime in. If I got a good thing to say, I'm going to say it, you know?
Yeah. And you're,
I'm for the laughs, maybe. I live for the laughs.
Yeah, when you're on, you're on. Yeah. Like, it's fun. It's fun to watch you, like, sort of thrive in that, because I could see, like, I was like, yeah, that's why we all love Dennis.
Yeah,
because
when he runs wild,
he's loose, he's wild. You cannot rein him in. You just gotta let him. You gotta let it ride. And some people just are not ready for that ride. You take a young child on Viper at Six Flags,
right?
Sometimes they're not ready.
They're not ready.
They're gonna cry.
I'm just like that.
Yeah,
I'm just like that.
Yep.
I didn't realize I was just like that until just now. But I am. I do have a lot of social situations backfire on me, and I go, I wonder why. Also, I think sometimes just people don't like me. I definitely have long-standing. Thanks for the sub.
Oh, Mike Nguyen Comedy.
Hey,
we should shout out. Pop pop to Mike. And let's shout out his podcast,
Asian Not Asian. Yeah, I mean, shouting him out is so stupid. I mean, what do we got in this room? I don't know how many we have in this room, but they're doing so good compared to us.
Oh yeah, he's great. Yeah, Asian Not Asian. It's a podcast hosted by,
he's doing great big things,
two Asian comedy male comedians,
yep,
who were not born in Asia, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that part. I don't know. They probably not.
I think. I think that's why it's called Asian, not Asian.
I think so. I think that sounds right.
I think they're American-born Asians.
Right, right, right,
right.
But you know, sometimes when you know like Asians who are like a certain age, you go like, when did you immigrate? You know, that becomes a question.
Right.
But I don't know. But yeah, you're probably right. I don't think they're
both. But they're both really funny. They're both stand-up comedians and both writers.
Yeah,
good
stuff.
They have great guests. They have great segments. And
good plugs.
I love it. I love it. I love Mike. That's all. You know, I'm just, you know, sapping it up, hoping that he'll be a guest on our podcast one day.
He'll be a guest.
Mm-hmm.
We just gotta keep it up.
It was fun when we went to New York and met him, or I met him for the first time. I think we were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He did a stand-up set, and
That's right. Yeah. We saw him.
But that same night, we sort of put it out to the fans, like, "Hey, come hang out with us. We're in New York. We're right here. Come meet us at this comedy show." And one of the funny things that he said was like, I'm doing a comedy show and I can't get two of my friends to come out to my show.
That's right.
You guys aren't even from here and you can get a half a dozen people or a dozen people out here. It's not fair because that's where he lives. And that, you know, like if we said, yeah, hey, let's come out and hang out with us here in LA,
nothing.
Yeah. Nobody.
Crickets. No one cares about you in LA.
Your biggest fans are people you don't know.
It's true.
The least support you get are from people you know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
I fight with my wife literally on a weekly basis to try to keep this alive and rolling.
This what we're doing?
Everything. Right. She's like, why are you doing it? I'm like, because it's my passion.
Well, I mean, you need something to keep you going, right?
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. I'm joking, little bit.
She's very supportive. A little
bit, yeah. She's supportive. She's supportive.
Right.
She's supportive. But also, she gets, like, real down on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why are you being down on it?
Right. I mean, I get it.
You knew what you were getting into. You met me off of this shit.
I get it. It's true.
Right? She met me off this shit.
If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be your vows.
I know. Anyway, yeah, I've been looking at wedding venues. It's been pretty dope. We're getting married. She wants us to dance.
You're going to dance? You're going to do like a formal dance?
No, I mean...
Tell me everything about your wedding.
Okay, so far...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be like your regular sort of like upper middle class wedding. That's going to be like right in the pocket.
Right.
You know, we're going to be like a nice place. There's going to be probably like a wall of like plants.
Like, yeah,
plants. Yeah, like vines or something. Flowers. We're going to take pictures in front of it, right? We're gonna have like a nice location. Pretty nice. It's gonna be all real good. I'm more excited about the little things, I guess. Like I'm excited to see the family. I'm excited to like see everyone dressed up,
mm-hmm.
be dressed up myself, you know, mm-hmm. and like sort of like throw a good party for everyone, you know?
You guys got like colors, you got like theme.
No. Like I'm not gonna get involved.
I'm
just like rolling with it.
That's interesting because we've worked weddings before as vendors and me more than you, but I feel like we both have strong opinions about what weddings are and what
that's
they
right.
kind of should be.
I forget that we have that perspective. Like you've been to like dozens of weddings,
hundreds
of weddings.
Yes.
I've been to dozens of weddings.
Right.
Right. And so, and a lot of them, not my own, like you said, just working the weddings. So for me, when I talk about a wedding, I'm like just scrolling through all these weddings I've been to, you know, mm-hmm. like, of course we're going to have those kind of flowers. I've seen that 100 times, you know, of course we're going to do that. I've seen that too, you know? So yeah, like I'm trying to like remember that for Jess, this is like something wholly different. And for me, it should be something wholly different.
Right.
But,
like yeah, I'm totally jaded.
We're jaded. That's what it is.
We're jaded about weddings and the ceremony. And I know it's just different. I know it's just different. For women is different for men. There's no negative thing about what I'm saying there. It's just like for us and for me, like I'm gonna have opinions on everything about the wedding. And I've definitely been to weddings as a guest and as a vendor where the husband is just being brought around and
like he's never talked to or like he's never been like run by all these things like it's just like he's experiencing all these decisions for the first time. He's like
the husband is the guest at his own wedding. And
I've seen that a bunch of times
and I don't
you don't want that,
that. And I don't
intimately involved.
No, it'd be fine. Like it look if money wasn't an object, then I'd be like, yeah, have the fucking wedding
so good. Yeah.
But she has crazy ideas.
She has crazy ideas?
Crazy ideas. Where I feel like I have to reel her in and be like,
what are her ideas? Let me know. I want to know her crazy ideas. Maybe we can make it happen.
Look, here's...
We can reach out to the people in the chat. Maybe they can make it happen for us.
I don't
us.
Think she's watching right now. She might listen later. So I'm not going to get super negative. I'm just going to...
No one near us loves us.
I'm going to just jab her real quick here.
Yeah, what's
and
up?
She, it's okay. She's. Yeah. I'll tell her about it
tell
later.
Tell us how you like, feel, look, baby.
Look, she wants to have a wedding in a forest.
Yeah.
And when I just bring up the idea of going like camping in a forest, she's like, ew, no.
Ew.
I'm like, so...
She's like, are we getting married? No, please don't. Not until we get married.
But like the thing that irks me about this idea, which I'm not against, is that I'm just like we spend no time in the forest.
Right.
We don't hang out in forests.
Right.
We don't hang out by trees. Like
right.
We walk by bushes sometimes.
Yeah.
I get that the forest is like nice and stuff, but I'm like that is not part of any identity that we have.
Okay, okay.
Which I think that there's like...
You're kind of more of a woodsy guy. You've been in the woods a bunch.
I just think there's kind of like a weird argument. A weird argument there. Like,
right,
like
right.
Me, I think a wedding...
Are you saying, why are you being fake?
I mean, you said that. I didn't say that.
It sounds like you say, why are you being fake?
I think there's something less authentic about it.
Mm. What do you think her wedding should be?
No. I'm not.
Good decision right there.
I'm not.
Sorry, I set you up for failure but you navigated that very well.
Nope.
Congratulations.
I'm perfectly fine.
My bad, bro.
I'm fine.
I'm like your best friend. I shouldn't have done that to you. I apologize.
I'm perfectly fine with whatever makes my beautiful bride-to-be happy.
Yeah, right?
And
that's where I'm at.
But I just, like, you see engagement photos, you see wedding photos, yep. And they're, like, in this, like, landscape, and it's just, like, you don't spend time here. Like, these places don't mean anything to you. Why the fuck are you here? Be in your element. Mm. Be in what...
Take pictures in, something in your that, apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be kind of cool. That's a cool concept. If you can make that work... That'd be a really cool concept.
Like my favorite like wedding engagement photos. There's one where it's like, I seen a couple like just on a stoop in New York, mm-hmm. and they're from here, but they met in New York, maybe they lived in New York, but they just had like this sort of like black and white photo of them like, you know, on like sort of a I don't know, Brookstone like. You know, steps sort of situation where
I'm
like...
What are you talking, Brookstone? You talking about, like, the store sells, like, massage chairs?
No. I got that wrong. Brownstone.
Brownstone. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like
Brownstone.
Are you talking about, like, people who live in New York and stuff, how they take their pictures?
Thank you, Encyclopedia Mike.
Yeah, Encyclopedia Mike.
I almost fucking panicked, and I was going to turn super beet red. I get embarrassed very easily when I say things wrong. I could have easily called these desserts balaclava.
Balaclavas. Hey, that's pretty close.
I did that once.
Yeah.
And someone called me out on it, and I got really embarrassed and red.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what?
I'm getting red just thinking about it.
Just remembering it? Person is more an asshole for doing that to you.
No. It was a nice person.
Oh, okay.
You were there. It was your friend.
Oh, okay.
And it was funnier. I remember saying it, and I was like, that's not right, but I'm going to stick to it.
Balaclavas.
You want some balaclavas?
Yeah.
Have some balaclava.
It's so cold out. It's nice to have a balaclava. Have one.
Here, put it in your mouth. But, I thought that photo was so, like, I just thought that photo was nice because it just felt like, okay, you live in New York, you're from New York, mm-hmm. or not, maybe you're not from New York, but you live in New York and that's your environment, that's nice.
Right.
I think that, where was I going? What was another photo I liked? I don't know. I don't.
You want more, like, an authentic feel.
Yes.
To your wedding.
Yes. No, you're doing it again.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. You're throwing me into a trap here.
Am I?
All right?
Damn it.
A fucking forest is fine.
Yeah.
A fucking forest is fucking fine.
There's nothing wrong with a forest.
Nothing wrong with a forest.
I'm pretty sure it's more expensive than like just having a regular type of location too.
Right.
Right? A forest can't be cheap. You gotta bring everything into the forest.
You know what she said? She wants the Twilight wedding.
What's a Twilight wedding?
I wish we had the web browser working because we could fucking look it up. But
oh,
we can't.
Shit. What is the Twilight? The movie.
Twilight, the movie.
Oh, okay. What was it?
It's in a fucking forest. And it's a fucking
like
blockbuster
dangling,
movie.
Is it like dangling flowers?
There's dangling white flowers.
No, I can imagine that. Right. All right. That sounds pretty. That sounds real pretty.
It's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Were there werewolves at that wedding and vampires?
Was there what the fuck?
What the fuck are we talking about? Twilight, the movie, bro.
I didn't watch the movie. I looked at the scene. I watched the scene.
I'm just wondering. I'm painting the whole scene for myself.
Have you seen Twilight?
No.
Do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should watch and do a movie review.
Well, I got to get through how
All
many more
Star
episodes
Wars
of Star Wars?
There's so many episodes.
I watched an 11, I watched another hour. Or something. I watched episode 5 first 49 minutes.
Did you watch of that? Do you remember the title? Episode 5, what is it?
Episode
called?
5, Revenge of Wait. Episode 5.
Episode 5.
Is Revenge in the title?
No. No.
It's not Revenge?
It's kind, you know, if you read the whole title, I mean, if it has the vibe of Revenge, but it doesn't have Revenge in the title. Because if you read the whole sentence, it's like, oh yeah, that's definitely Revenge. That's the that's the name of Revenge.
What definition? How many words are in the title?
3.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What are the first letters of each of those words?
ESB.
Extra special bitters. ESB. ESB.
Right? Yeah, I think so.
Star Wars Episode 5. Enter.
Mm-hmm.
Enter.
You're close. You're like parked enters
right
there.
Enters right. Enter.
I'm not gonna say it's right.
It's not right.
It's not right. But you got the first letter right.
You said ESP.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, so enter is not
no,
right
it's
word.
Not the word. It's not the word. But that's what, I was just being encouraging.
That's
I
not
wanted
encouraging.
You to keep going.
You're putting me in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's not the right word.
All right, it's not important. What's important is that I love my fiance.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's where we're going.
And this is look. It's fine. Like, if you want a wedding that is like a fantasy,
yeah.
Which it seems like that's what she wants. She's like, I want the Twilight wedding.
Yeah.
That's fine. And to me, I want more of what I feel like her family, my family are.
At least some mariachis is what you're saying.
Fucking mariachis.
I mean, if we're doing in the woods, there's at least going to be some mariachis.
There's going to be mariachis.
That's a good compromise. I think she'll be okay with you bringing in some mariachis.
She wants mariachis.
Of course she wants mariachis.
That's like no question.
Of course she does.
Mariachis are the shit.
Do they have wedding music? Is there wedding music?
No, it's
mariachi wedding music?
Probably, maybe. But not
do they
really.
Do like Here Comes the Bride?
No.
In mariachi?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
I don't know. Here, let's just wrap up this whole wedding situation.
Yeah, I don't know how we went
down
this.
I don't have like a big gripe with what her idea is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just have to reel her in from what I feel like is more of a extravagant, mm-hmm. more dream. More
what's your
like
budget? What would you like to spend on your wedding?
I would rather at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
if I had a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
I would rather have a larger sum of that money go towards a house,
yeah.
rather than a wedding.
Of course, everyone thinks that, but then you're like, I want this and I want that at the wedding, and then it goes up.
Right.
I was told like 40.
40?
40. In LA, like 40.
Oh my God.
That's what you're supposed to like sort of, if you're going to have an upper middle class wedding.
Oh.
All right. An upper middle class wedding.
Oh, you're in a category?
It's upper middle class. That's 40. And
I want an upper lower class wedding.
Upper lower class?
Yeah.
I think you can just get away with like 30.
Yeah. I think, look.
20.
We are not even anywhere close to your plans, meaning like far along, you know? You're looking at venues. Do you have a guest list? Do you have a number?
I have an approximate number, but okay, so me and Jess came up with a number, and then mm-hmm. Jess chopped off like 25 off that number, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I didn't know we were playing that game."
Do you want to share that number?
I think we're doing like 75.
75 total?
To like, yeah, 75 to like 100.
Okay.
When our like base minimum count, I think, was like close to 100, like 90, 95 or something.
And is the number of guess that you're, I mean, it's gonna be more. What are you gonna do, a wedding in Korea?
Yeah.
Fuck,
that's right,
dude.
That's right, because the people over there They gotta know, right? They gotta know too. The shit's going down, right? Right. Jez and Dennis, it's happening.
So you're spending more than 40.
The shit's going down. Yeah, but we're getting like that one's like a little bit more like help from the family all around.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone just wants it to happen. So everyone's like willing to pitch in to make it happen for us. So
all right.
I don't know, man. Should be pretty crazy. Should be pretty fun.
Well, we'll do some wedding check-ins in the future.
Yeah.
I don't want to
Yeah, this ain't no fucking wedding podcast.
No, it's not.
So we were talking about OnlyFans. You remember that? That was our fucking conversation topic.
And we will get there. Should we have called this podcast Two Guys and Weddings?
Two Guys and a Wedding? Fuck that shit.
Jesus. Do you know how much...
What?
We're basically married and we didn't spend a goddamn dime.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money.
I spent so much money. So much money getting married. Fuck that shit.
We can't get divorced.
I'll divorce her in a second. In 1 second.
I was talking about us. The reason
is good. Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never getting divorced, baby. Nope. This is my first husband. That's right.
All right, we're going to move. How are you doing?
We common law married by now, right? We've lived together in Bellflower for 1,000 years.
Yep.
All right? We're like an old wizard couple.
It's one of our children right here in my lap who loves to cuddle after dinner.
I was with Gabe when this dog came into his life. All right?
You were there the first day, yeah.
I was there the first day.
Yep.
I am better than a sexual partner.
Yeah. He's also a sexual partner.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Can you add better than a sexual partner and a sexual partner? Like, that's too much of a partner. All right, we're done with this stupid-ass beer. We got a feature beer. Are you ready for that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you know the feature beer? I think it's on the counter. It's like a six-pack.
Can I get another Diet Coke as well?
All right, we're going to move on to some of the topics that you wanted to talk about, which is OnlyFans.
I wanted to talk about OnlyFans. Well, I only wanted to bring that up because I wanted to tell my wife that I had to do research so I could go on it.
And what was your experience?
I didn't even go on it enough. I need to go on it again. What's that?
No, open it, yeah. Well, let's real quick.
I really only got to go on Cameo. So what I wanted to talk about, I just want to talk about Patreon, Cameo, and OnlyFans, and what we could be doing. Shit, you know when that fire truck goes by, it sounds like your walls are made out of paper.
Yeah. Oh shit! Thank you, Adam.
Oh, summer break.
How would you like to be, how would you like us to call you on our podcast?
Oh.
Adam or Duma? All right, like Duma it is. Yeah. I don't know. Some people have two names.
I like Duma.
Yeah.
Session, right. Hazy IPA, summer break. Can we get the Zoom on?
Zoom it up. You want to do it? Cosmo, you want to come in on this Zoom, baby?
Mike, go to my camera. And then now go to Adam. Yeah. Hey, it's summer break for some of y'all, right? How do I hold it? There we go. There we go.
Oh, Cosmo doesn't like it.
Cosmo.
Oh, come on, Cosmo.
Chill out.
This is our Sierra Nevada Summer Break Session Hazy IPA. I know we've been doing hazy IPAs recently. They are the in thing,
They are the in thing.
And now we have a session hazy IPA. I don't know if I've ever had a session hazy IPA.
I don't think anyone has cracked the session IPA formula yet. Oh. No session IPA tastes like a good IPA to me.
Oh,
worth drinking. Right, does that make sense?
This is interesting.
Or would you not agree with me? Let's see. Let's see.
I don't know. You tell me.
Maybe the haziness on this will make me feel differently.
So you're gonna be a little critical. We're gonna get your
what?
We're gonna get your opinion.
Checkbook? Oh, chat break.
Yes, I wanted to do a chat break.
Yeah, let's do that.
But let's taste this beer first. Okay. If you guys have any questions, comments, we are going to jump into the chat real quick, say what's up to you guys, take any questions. But we're going to do some tasting notes first. So we are drinking Sierra Nevada Summer Break Session Hazy IPA, 4.6 ABV, 12 fluid ounces. These hops are taking a dive into this beautiful lagoon. It is nice and blue and green, and someone stabbed me in the fucking face. Anytime you want, just stab me in the fucking face. All right, we are not sponsored by any of this shit that we are promoting, but this will be good.
We could prove that we could do it.
We could prove that we could do it.
Yeah, right? All right? This could be you, is what we're saying.
This could be you.
This could be you. Please stab me in the face.
Stab me in the face whenever you have the chance. I want to die almost every day. Let's try it out.
Oh, I pray for death.
I want someone to clip that.
That's pretty good, honestly.
What the fuck?
I don't know if I would like buy this a lot to drink.
It's good.
But if I had to have a session, if I had to have a hazy IPA, and I had to make sure that I wasn't going to get drunk too quickly, Summer Break.
Boom. It's great.
Right?
Feels
that's
like a Summer Break.
That's a good recommendation, I would say.
Cosmo, what are we doing? You know who was missing from Saturday's party? Were my dogs.
Yeah.
Your dogs were there?
My dogs were there.
Your dad was there?
Duma's dad was there.
Oh, you want to lay here? That's fine.
Lay down, bro. Lay down, bro. Get comfortable.
We could
do like a pet examination on this show if you wanted to.
I like sticking my finger in my dog's butts when I give them baths.
I think, do you squeeze their butthole to get the butt juice out?
No, I stick my finger in it and put it further into their butt. What do you mean?
Oh, gosh.
Cosmo, here, there's a better way down.
I don't know why I laugh at the dumbest things you say.
Wait, that's what you said, the dumbest thing. You squeeze your dog's butt?
That's a thing.
I didn't. Is
it's
that
a thing. Like if you take your dog to a groomer.
Is that expressing
the glands? Yeah, that's what I meant. The anal glands. So they expressing squeeze, the anal glands.
They
yeah.
squeeze their buttholes?
Yeah, you squeeze it in the way that you would like, imagine how you squeeze like a milk udder. You like squeeze and you pull. You squeeze and tug. And then like this sort of like green brownish.
You do that with their butt?
Yeah, you do it with their butt. It just, I don't know why it's back there, but just that fluid gets stuck back there.
How often do you do that with your dog?
With Kobe, pretty often. I think as they get, at least with my dog, as he gets older, like he needs it more.
Wait, does it, so wait, what comes out?
Like a greenish brownish just liquid, kind of looks oily, but it's not oil.
Does it squirt out?
A little bit.
Do you open your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Just on the chin.
All right, we're gonna check in with the chat. I want to say hi to everybody. Here we go.
My thing doesn't work.
Do you want to just drag that chat over so Dennis could see it?
Yeah, I can see something.
Yeah, there we go. Jess is your pal. What's up?
Hey, Jess.
Thanks for joining us. Aries, Kern Cobb, Duma, Jacob. All right, let's see if there's any questions. Let's see. I think most people are just talking amongst themselves.
Yeah, they be doing that.
Yeah.
They be doing that. I mean, I think I like that. What is there any good conversations happening, Gabe?
Read through them. Let's see.
Let's see if there's anything we can chime in on. Opinions we can give.
What's in the Tupperware? The Tupperware has... somebody probably answered this. The Tupperware has the desserts that Duma's sister made. Can we shout out Little Egypt?
Little Egypt.
Can we find Little Egypt somewhere? Little Egypt Bakery on Instagram. Yeah. Just spelled the way it's spelled. All right. Instagram at Little Egypt Bakery.
Yeah, they only take bulk orders.
Yep.
In the thousands.
I ordered these desserts, and they were fucking great. Like, there's no, like,
yeah.
if someone told me, yeah, somebody made that at their house, I'd be like, no, they made this in a professional kitchen. What are you even talking about?
These are so, like, the way they look, they're so neat and clean. They super look super produced. Yeah. They look machine made.
Yeah, I was so good. That was like the one. So the couple food items at the party that I wanted to, like, you know, tell people about was this, and, like, you know, I had to, like, hey, take some of this home, you know, like, because some people were starting to leave before, like, the cake and the desserts came out. So I'm just like, oh, hey, take some of this home. And the other thing was Jasmine's uncle. He's like, that dude, I went to Mexico. I went to where Jasmine's, excuse you, motorcycle man outside. I went to Mexico. I went to the town where her family is from. Let me describe this town real quick.
Yeah.
They just paved roads in like the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's so what's up.
It's like we fly into.
Wait till they get internet, bro.
It'd be crazy.
They're gonna be about it.
Oh, it's gonna ruin it. All their traditions just out the door once the internet comes in. Mm. But her uncle, shout out to Theo Servando, he does chicharrón, and he does carnitas. Better than I've ever had and ever witnessed in my life.
OMG. That's why I was doing this. I was, as soon as you said Jasmine's uncle, I was like this.
Oof.
Switch. His carnitas. Those carnitas were crazy.
Yeah. I just pretended.
Crazy.
Pretended it.
Oh my goodness. Jess, who had never been really impressed by carnitas, she had some and she didn't know it was carnitas. She was like, what is this meat?
Right.
How is this so good? And I was like, this is carnitas, and I think Jasmine's uncle makes it exactly the way it should be made.
Right.
And it is perfect. I think he cooks it down so it's soft, and then he deep fries it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so neat about it. It's like a whole, you know, the whole piece of meat, like, is the texture's still perfect.
Right.
He doesn't overcook it at all. It's perfect.
He doesn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
pointing out a menu.
We just
when you ordered it.
No. I asked Jasmine's mom. I was so embarrassed to, like, ask her family for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, "What do you need? Like, what can we help with?" And I was like, eventually, I was like, "Look, they're gonna feel left out if I don't ask them to, like, do something."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. That's exactly the good call.
Yeah,
that's the best call.
And I said, "Mom, can you make enchiladas? Because Jasmine loves your enchiladas." But no onions. Don't fucking put onions
in
that
shit.
Don't you? I can't believe your daughter. I can't believe your daughter doesn't like onions. Mm-hmm. First of all, I want to say that. Second of all, can you make that for your daughter?
No fucking onions.
She said no problem.
Yeah.
I said,
guacamole. What's that cheese in there?
The cheese is from Mexico. It's from our town,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That cheese was special. So I could tell it was funky in a way that I could not experience it, because it tastes like Monterey. Mm-hmm. It had the texture of Monterey, but also felt like it was wrapped around someone's toes.
Oh, it's
like
stanky.
In a wet sock.
I got some here.
It's so stinky.
Ooh, it's like,
but it's nice. I like
you're
it.
you're like what? Should I eat this? Can I eat this?
Yeah, you eat it, but like you eat it with like biting your lip.
Oh, we're talking about
your mom's stinky cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her town is known for cheese.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, so cheese though.
So whenever her family goes, or whenever her mom goes, she brings back just a bunch of cheese, because that her town that region is known for making cheese.
Yeah.
And so I'm 100% positive the cheese in that was from her town.
Yeah, it was special tasting. I had one enchilada, because they looked a little dry. You know, when you see dry enchiladas, you're like, I'll just taste one.
Right.
Be polite. And then I'm like, that's so good.
Because normally enchiladas are like slathered.
Yeah,
in, like,
yeah.
Sauce
she got like
that.
The dry one going mm-hmm. on, and then the for the dry one to be that tasty, mm-hmm. and like you just keep wanting to eat it.
Right.
Well done.
So she
that
did,
and the carnitas.
The carnitas. So her uncle did carnitas and chicharron. I was like, I was asking the most from her mm-hmm. uncle.
Yeah.
Enchiladas.
That's hours.
I mean, her mom could make that too. In her sleep.
But it's hours still.
It's hours for sure. Her and then I asked for someone to make guacamole.
Yeah.
And so
I have the best story about Jess with that guacamole.
Was it spicy?
No, it's so cute.
What happened?
Jess is the cutest person in the whole world. So cute.
Tell the story.
No, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, you. No, that was it. I felt like I was asking a lot for him to do that, and mm-hmm. he showed up and everything was done, because a lot of the time we go to her family parties and like people are just like kind of cooking along, like we're not along, but like, you know, it's not like everybody shows up and the food is ready. Mm-hmm. You know, you show up, some food is ready, some food is not, you know.
People
sort of pick up the slack, you know, like, hey, right. can you make this real quick, can you make that real quick,
right.
And then
right.
the last party we were at, you know, her uncle was like on the barbecue just like, you know, making, you know, just sort of, you know, because carnitas and like chicharron, you kind of just, you got to just let it do its thing on the barbecue or over the flame. So so he showed up and he just had it, like he showed up with like 3 full pans of this shit.
I'm just so fucking hungry now that you keep talking about
I kept walking in. We'll order dinner too, we'll get dinner at right after this. We kept walking in, or he walked in, and I was walking in with the food that he brought, and I was showing my family, and yeah. like, look what they brought, and they were yeah. just like, oh my god, this is so much.
Yeah.
No,
everyone showed out. I think the party, it really came together very well.
Yeah,
very very good, very very good. I mean, you had like, I guess it's your party was so good, right? But also, it's like a concept that's very foreign to like me and the way I was brought up. You know what I mean? Like if I was the family with the DJ in the backyard bumping the music, my mom would be like, "Turn down the music. We're going to bother the neighbors." Do you know what I mean?
We push the limits with our neighbors.
Yeah.
So like when we were initially planning it, my stepmom told my dad, like, you have to talk to the neighbors and yeah. just let them know.
Yeah.
And
something's going down.
And what ended up happening was like a deal. Like yeah. he went to the, like even the neighbors in the back.
Right, right. The ones on the other side yeah. of the back of the fence, right?
Yeah. And he told them,
what's
like,
the deal?
Hey,
what's the deal?
We're gonna have a party.
Right.
And when it gets to 10 o'clock, yeah. we'll turn the music down a little bit.
a little bit.
I think in his head.
Oh,
I think
so
I don't
funny.
Think he said a little.
He's
bit.
A G.
Yeah.
It was like at 10 o'clock, we'll bump it down.
And when
bit.
It got to 10 o'clock,
right?
My dad was like, "Hey, can we turn it down a little
yeah,
bit?"
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching it happen.
And like we turned it down like, oof. Quite a bit. And he was yeah. like, "Oh no, just a little bit." You know?
Yeah,
I was like,
"Yeah."
I was like,
"Don't
yeah,
fucking
like,
kill the vibe."
I was like, "No, this is fine. Like we don't have to like we're not mm-hmm. you know." This isn't like Studio 69 or whatever, Dad. We're good. Mm-hmm. Studio 64?
I don't know. I can't get Studio 69 out of my mind now. That's a good name for a club.
Why? Yeah, it's always Studio 69. Yeah, me and my mm-hmm. dad, we have conversations about
69ing?
Yeah.
Your dad a big fan?
Yeah, he's a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Who's more of a fan?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, who knows?
All right. What was the deal? So it turned down the music at 10, and then what happens? Turn off the music at 11?
No, we turn it down and we start 69ing. What do you mean?
We're never gonna talk about.
No, but your family, like your fam, like you wouldn't be able, like you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
no,
you.
No.
Yeah. I mean, because
no,
you're. Well, I get that
mom,
too. I get that too, because your family doesn't. Your family doesn't want to like alienate, you know, her neighbors or whatever. I don't know.
My mom, is a Karen ass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember growing up having to call the cops because I speak English and my parents don't.
Right.
I remember having to call the cops on my Mexican neighbors having a quinceañera. And I'd be like, come on, mom, we don't got to do this. Just, it's like one night. Just let them not. Why do I got to call the cops, mom? And mom would be like, call the cops. It's fucking 10 o'clock. And it's not quiet. I don't like it. Right? Something like that, basically. And I remember all of that. So I know for a fact.
My dad
would not be down for a party.
My dad has conservative neighbors. Like, if you think about it, there's, you know, the neighbor to the left and the neighbor to the right. And then in the backyard, there's, like, another neighbor to the left and neighbor to the right. And the you know, neighbor over here in the back throws parties all the time. Mm-hmm. The other neighbor right here, don't hear a peep from them. Don't hear a peep from... So there's...
Most of them.
Out of
Are
five,
they all Asians?
Out of five, no.
No?
No. Older white retired couple. Mm-hmm. And
white
then next,
people, yeah.
Yeah, next to... And then the other side is younger white, but also... Yeah.
White people are quiet, too.
Yeah.
You have quiet Mexican neighbors?
I don't know who the neighbors on the side that shares the backyard.
And they're loud?
One of them definitely throws parties.
They're Mexican.
But like if you were to look at the
they're
five
your
houses,
Mexican neighbor.
Probably Mexican.
They're your Mexican neighbor.
Yeah.
I'll tell you from experience.
Oh, because you know.
Just
yeah.
The loud neighbor?
I think
that's in Southern California, your loud neighbor, that's a Mexican neighbor.
Well, this is where we fucking end this shit because I'm upset now. No, I don't know. They might be Mexican. But out of the five of us, out of the five houses right there, yeah, we throw the most parties and we are probably the loudest. But
you can't throw that many parties. How many
They host parties for like, I mean, my dad's place is like...
The party house.
The party house, yeah.
The party house.
I mean, not the past year, but, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, mm-hmm. what are your parents' view on 69ing?
I don't know, but once I saw my dad without his underwear on, yeah. And he's got a mad bush. So I would say he's not 69ing actively.
Why not? What do you mean?
Just that bush.
It's different times, you know.
You know, you're right. It's a different generation altogether.
Yeah.
But that's a mad bush to get through.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that's just impolite.
The bush situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like more like that's like a thing that we do like now. Like we trim it up, you know.
Right. But I don't know because it's never gotten that long. But will my hair get longer than my penis eventually? Then no, that can't be. I can't live like that.
Right. Yeah.
I can't live like that. Which is weird, because like my armpit hair, I've never cut my armpit hair, and my armpit hair don't get longer. What's up with that?
My armpit hair comes out this way, like you see.
Yeah, they like escape,
right?
Because like being in between in the grinder is too much, you know, and so it springs out.
How would you feel about your armpit hair if you had a penis, like in your armpit too? Like, what would you do? Like, would you trim up the armpit hair?
Both of them? Both armpits have penises?
Yeah. You got penis here, and down there.
Whoa.
How much are you trimming?
How many vaginas do the women have?
They got three.
They got three too?
It looks like a party.
I'm trimming all of it. Yeah. I'm trimming all of it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. How do you guys feel?
Because like,
What's your bush length over here?
What's your bush like?
Average?
Average bush?
One to five.
He has to trim.
What about your dick?
It doesn't grow his dick.
It's grown over your penis?
It's grown over your penis.
You haven't been with a woman in a while.
Damn.
You haven't been with a woman in a while.
Wow. That's crazy. Your penis hard or your penis soft? I need to know.
Soft.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean soft.
That's Encyclopedia Mike.
On a cold day, that could be like any day.
A cold, hard dick? Your pubic hair is longer than your cold, hard dick? I know you have straight hair.
I don't know why, but a cold hard dick just sounds like so funny to me. I don't know. I don't know what it is, that combination of words. Anyway. Yeah, no, my hair's never been longer.
So you haven't been on OnlyFans yet?
I've not been on OnlyFans yet.
Well, why the fuck are we talking about OnlyFans?
I didn't get around to it. I was trying to work out these alerts last night. I was working out these alerts. And then I got the alerts done, and then that was like midnight, and I was like, fuck, I'm too tired. I got to go to sleep.
I said I was going to do some like research on
Cameo. I went on Cameo a bunch, though.
Yeah, I didn't go on Cameo.
You didn't go on Cameo? Did you only go on OnlyFans?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Oh, you didn't do any of it.
What was the other one? OnlyFans, Cameo, and
Patreon.
Patreon.
I just wanted to talk about, you know, like this new world of like,
I think we could have all of that.
Having money and you know, or like people spending money in these different ways to support.
All right.
Shit.
Can you tell me then
what?
What would our OnlyFans look like if we started an OnlyFans?
I think it's just this, but like we're not wearing clothes, right?
Yeah.
For like a podcast, like a whole podcast, we're not wearing clothes.
We're standing. There's a good dick height right here. We could just lay it right here.
Damn. Yeah. We'd have to.
Oof. We'd have to really lean into the table. Yeah.
I gotta like lean over, hunch over, like put my hands up here, hunch over the table a little bit.
All right. What would our Cameo look like?
Cameo is like, I'm actually a little bit interested in Cameo.
It's a bit more our lane, you know?
Right?
I mean, we do shout outs.
But like, I don't think we're going to do anything on Cameo. Like, who's going to pay us anything to say whatever, you know? Who cares?
Well, we're not.
No one cares.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. Like, let's say for your wedding, right? You got a wedding slideshow, right? For Jasmine.
Right.
And she loves Jamie Lee Curtis. Imagine having Jamie Lee Curtis shouting out Jasmine at the wedding, saying, "Yo, I hope you have a happy forever."
Right.
Jamie Lee Curtis out. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fucking dope.
That'd be tight.
And that's what I like Cameo for.
Yeah, Cameo's, I think
Cameo's kind of tight like that.
Cameo's right up our lane.
Right?
Yeah. Because people are going to...
We should make an entire intro for our show out of Cameos.
What do you mean?
Like this podcast?
Uh-huh.
Like we don't have an intro. Maybe if we do an intro, it should just be all Cameos.
I don't... Oh, like from... Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? We can get like Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. Michael Clark Duncan. Wait, did he pass away?
He's dead? Michael Clark Duncan is
dead? Oh, shit.
Is he the dude from Green Mile? He's the dude from Green Mile?
Ooh, I feel bad about that. All right.
Is he the dude from Green Mile?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right, well, I fucked up.
Okay.
All right, Ellen.
You could get all sorts of people. You could get. Ooh. I don't know if you can get Ellen DeGeneres. I don't think she's doing it.
Yeah, we can't have
it.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah.
But you could do, like a weird B actor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like someone that you kind of like.
Maybe Tommy Lee show. Tommy Lee
Jones?
Jones.
You could probably find Tommy.
Tommy Lee Jones.
You can find Tommy Lee Jones. You could probably find... Who's the biggest actor you could find? You could probably find...
But it has to be like creatively done. Like I don't like cameos where it's like you feel like, yes, the person is just fulfilling their cameo. Right. You know,
Master P is on it.
Master P? Of course Master P is on it.
$300
$300?
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. Like 30 seconds, 15 seconds?
I think it's like 30 seconds. The most expensive ones are like $1,000.
Uh-huh.
But not over 2,000. So it's like maybe like 1,500 or something like that.
Give us your top three Cameo.
At my wedding slideshow? Shouting me out?
At your wedding slideshow.
Okay. At my wedding slideshow, who's shouting me out?
I guess be realistic too. I guess you can't just say like...
I can't just say like Gal Gadot. And she's like... She's like saying,
I guess we'll find out if Gal Gadot has a
she's no, she doesn't.
If she has one, then you can get it. So if
how about if I wanted like Gilbert Gottfried? Yeah, we can do Gilbert Gottfried. Like that would be good for Jasmine's wedding slideshow.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Right?
He's great. He's had a resurgence.
I think he's like $30. He's super cheap, super affordable. He'll do it for free. He'll give you a sample, 10 seconds.
He's a legend.
$175?
Exactly. For how much?
It's not bad. But, I mean, I'm looking at the screen, and he's doing it just on his cell phone selfie. You know? He's like, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. Hey, Gabe, you're great. I love this show. That's my best Gilbert Gottfried impression.
That's great. No, he's good, man. Look, he got good ratings, responds in 2 hours. Fan club, 3,000 likes or hearts. That's amazing. All right. What are some more big cameos? Or what are some, like, you know, cameos in reach?
I would just want women at my wedding. Just attractive women. Like, hey, Dennis.
For your slideshow? Or
for my slideshow.
For your slideshow.
For me, though. Not for Jess. For Jess, I would do someone else.
Right.
For Jess, other people, obviously.
Okay, for yourself then.
Yeah. For Jess, I'd get like Bob Dylan because she loves Dylan.
Oh, she loves Bob Dylan? Yeah. Nice.
You know, I'd get like Bob Dylan, say, what's up to Jess? Congratulations, you know, whatever. I bet he's pretty expensive. Is he on it? Bob Dylan?
No, he's not on it.
It has to be, I think, C-list. C-list? C-list and below? Bob Saget? Bob Saget is not C. Is he C-list?
I don't think Bob Saget would deliver what I'm looking for. But also, Bob Saget is legendary.
Yeah, he's legendary, but he's gonna use some dirty language.
Big fan of Full House. I'm a big fan of his comedy. I'm a big fan of just him being dirty.
Is
because
Dave Coulier on the thing?
Oh, Dave. I'll take Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. I want him to do a little cut it out to Jess.
Let's do her shenanigans. I think we could do a whole Full House cast.
Happy Hour.
Or whatever. Podcast, whatever.
Podcast?
Wedding? I don't care.
Or our wedding.
Yeah. Take a full cast. I don't know. Step by step. I'll take all of them.
Who we got over here? What we got? Can we get Jessica Chastain?
No, man.
We can't get Jessica Chastain? Can we get like Ron Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No? No Ron Howard?
The director. The director?
Or just, how about the kid actor?
The kid actor?
What the kid mean? Actor Ron Howard from the Andy Griffith Show.
That's the same color.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying it CGI. Should be cheaper if I say child actor Ron Howard.
Oh, no, not Ron Jeremy. That guy's a creep.
Ron Jeremy? Oh, he's caught up in a thing, right?
Yeah.
He's in prison? He does cameo from prison? I definitely want one now.
Hey, Ron Jeremy, can you do a cameo? Can you confess to all of your crimes in 30 seconds? Go.
What crimes did he do? He's a pervert, right? Yeah. He just flashes dick or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Like a lot of it.
Yeah, no, cameo's great.
Can we look at OnlyFans? What's on OnlyFans?
They're just getting warmed up on Cameo.
Oh man, look, it's the idiot from Scrubs and the idiot from the other show.
Nobody can see that. That's okay.
Oh, they got Soup Nazi.
Oh, Soup Nazi has a cameo. Interesting. Yeah, just show. Oh,
is that Robert De Niro?
No, Robert De Niro guy.
They got a Robert De Niro impersonator? How much is he? Is he $29 or something?
You know?
He's $89?
That's smart for impersonators.
That's pretty good. That's pretty smart. Do they have a Jessica Chastain? Oh, Colin Mockery!
Oh, yes.
You know, we got to stop looking at the screen because no one can see what we're seeing.
But that'd be great. It'd be great to get like a full cast or not, I mean, like majority cast of something.
Mm. And can you get Jaleel White?
Yeah, probably.
You get Jaleel White, right?
Yeah.
I want him to do a cameo while like playing basketball, though.
Entertainers?
Oh, he's on it. Oh, he's 170. 170? Yo, that's worth it.
Entertainers?
That's worth it.
Entertainers, dude? I think they will. Entertainers, comedians, actors, they grind.
Yeah.
They fucking grind.
It's a grind for real, though. And beginning to end.
I get that. Like,
who is that? Is that Juicy J? Juicy J? 500. Damn. He needs those bands.
Y'all having too much fun. All right. It's 7:45. We've been going for how long? What's the time on the... How many people are watching? 6,000 people? Wow. We're losing.
I think we could wrap it up then.
Yeah, we could wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Was there anything that we missed that we wanted to talk about?
Let's just do this. Let's promise that we're going to go on OnlyFans this week, right? We're going to do some thorough research. And then next week, we'll talk about it the way we wanted to talk about it.
Oh, I didn't talk about Star Wars, too.
Oh, we got to watch Star Wars Enter the Dragon as well.
This speaker is dying.
Can we just get like a really quick, like, give me like a real quick... You don't have to tell me what the movie is about. You don't have to tell me anything. What's your feeling on the movie so far? Star Wars World. Pretty cool? Worth it?
Yes, cool. It's worth it. I think that Star Wars, what I've been watching is basically what I remember from video games, when video games like Star Wars video games were popping up in arcades, because N64. I don't know if you played the Star Wars game where you have to like take the tow line and wrap it around the fucking legs.
Yeah. That's the scene from Enter the Dragon.
It's not Enter the Dragons. It's Shadows of the Empire, dude. Mm. Star Wars Episode 5. What are the initials again? E.
Extra Special Bitters.
Extra Special Bitters, that's right. I can't get Extra Special Bitters out of my mind.
Does anyone in the chat know this movie that we're talking about? This obscure film?
Star Wars Episode 5.
You gotta be a film buff to know this. You said the word that had the E in it.
It's not Enter?
It's not Enter, but you said it. And when you said it, I went like this.
All right, well,
You're not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. So, it's very
similar to Shadows of the Empire. Look at Encyclopedia Mike over there.
Empire Strikes Back.
There we go. You just need the first word. You just need the first little ditty.
Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Yup.
Darth Vader is on a fucking... Just, he's like, I gotta...
No, we don't need to know, but we want to know how you're feeling, the feelings.
No, I'm gonna tell you.
You're gonna tell me about the movie?
No, I'm not gonna tell you. No. Look, basically, it's... Look, I'm gonna try to wrap it up just as, like, you know... An exercise. Darth Vader still trying to find these motherfuckers. Luke Skywalker is given info saying you got to find Yoda. You got to go to Hoth.
Yup.
And go hit up this boy Yoda.
Yeah.
Because he's the Jedi Master.
Yeah. He's the plug.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's like, you got to learn from my master. Luke Skywalker almost died. That's how he saw the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Han Solo's being all pervy with Leia, but Leia's kind of entertaining that shit.
Why is he really being pervy?
He's being a little extra.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and Leia's like playing hard to get a little bit. I mean, I think she's kind like. I like her female character because she's kind of standing her ground, and she's in this movie, she's being more like a commander, basically. She's commanding the troops, and I like that. She isn't just a princess. Ooh, look at those O's. Not going to catch that. But so I like her character. She's doing her thing, but she's also like... It's a weird like thing she's having with a Han Solo, you know? And you see shit. This exercise is falling apart because I'm not remembering what happens in the movie. But he finds Yoda, but he doesn't know that it's Yoda yet.
Right. He hasn't seen the movies.
Right, he doesn't know what's up. Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, that's Yoda right there, fool. Like, stop playing, fool. And Yoda's funny. He's like saying words all crazy, like sentences all jumbled, like, right? You know, sort of backwards.
He was a good character. I liked him in Empire Strikes Back. But do you notice he's like, are you watching a version where he's like a rubber sock puppet?
I think
so. Or is it like more CGI looking? Have they swapped it out for CGI yet?
No.
They would though. They're going to. Well, next 5 years, they're going to. I guarantee it. But it's still a sock puppet? Because that's tight.
Oh, you landed in water. No? No, that's not. That's actually a full sentence.
That's better than Chewbacca. That's better than your Chewbacca. Do it again.
Oh, you look, Yoda. No?
What? What are you doing? Are you doing that on purpose?
No. I'm fucking it all up. But... I'm getting the voice down right.
I think, the voice is right.
Not the sentence structure, though.
Yeah, you don't know how to speak Yoda.
Nope. It takes, the last word of the sentence, puts it in the beginning, you know, that sort of thing.
Something like that. Yoda. I think it's something with, verbs and adjectives or something, nouns or...
69 is best. No, yeah. Fuck me.
69 is best. No, yeah. That's your best Yoda?
I can't get the sentence structure.
It should
right.
be like more like 69 my favorite position is or something like that.
60 I can't do,
do
it.
Do it, do it.
I can't. 60
Hey, Chewbacca.
So that's where I left off in the movie.
Okay.
Is that Han Solo and Princess Leia are just dry stroking each other.
I like it.
Luke Skywalker is looking for Yoda. And Darth Vader has a weird looking head under his helmet.
Do you get to see his head?
From the back.
Oh, from the back. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you get to see it from the front at some point.
Spoiler alert. Fuck, man. Forget it. Forget this series, man. Jesus.
I like this. I started watching Harry Potter, but I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. I got to do it from the beginning.
Yeah, I was paying attention, and it was really...
It's difficult.
You know, wasn't. Well, it's difficult. Well, if you dedicate your time to watch the movie,
mm-hmm.
I discovered that it's pretty entertaining when you dedicate your attention to something.
Yeah. Like there's a story that's developing.
Because I was rewinding. Like, if I took, like, this is the problem why I don't read books, because I read a book or I start reading and then I'm like, I didn't pay attention.
I can't read.
I didn't. Yeah, well, that's a problem. That's a big hurdle, first of all. It's hard when you're illiterate, but right. You're also like...
These symbols mean nothing to me.
You're like, fuck, I didn't pay attention to this whole fucking page, you know? Yeah, like, I got to go back. And then, like, it's like, I get it. It takes practice. It takes focus. So, you know, for a child like me with a third grade brain, I got to try to really focus on a screen first. And then I'll work my way up to books. And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll learn how to read a book when...
You like sports too much. You're too much of a jock.
I don't even like sports that much. I don't know what I do with my time. I'll learn how to read when my child is learning how to read, and we'll both be excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. It's good motivation to learn how to read, to teach your child how to read.
All right.
You just have to be days ahead of her or him.
Let's check back in with the chat.
Let's say bye
to everybody.
Say bye to everyone.
Oh, man.
There's like zero people in here, I think.
Well, there were six, and there's still... We gained somebody. There's 7,000 people watching.
Nice.
Now. You want to keep going for an hour?
No. Let's have some dinner.
All right. Hey, thank you for joining. Thank you for hanging out with us. Jess is your pal. Ninjake. Don McGinn.
Don, I love you. Kern Cobb, I love you.
Kern Cobb.
Who else we got in here?
That's mostly it. Aries.
Aries is great. Jacob, of course. Who else we got? I love you all. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for, you know, always goody good time. Thank you for always being here and making it feel like we're doing something.
We'll be back next week. Yeah. We'll be better than ever. We had a lot of technical hiccups today. But we are working on the technical part of it. We're working on the content part of it. Please join us next week. Tell your friends, tell your family.
Yeah.
Follow
every
us
every fucking Wednesday, rain or shine.
Every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Pop Popcast. Also follow us on social media at OK's Happy Hour, and follow us on Discord. Discord is the place to be. That is my favorite place to go and see and hang out and check out what people are saying.
Mike, can you type !! Discord in the chat? Ooh, I want to see if the chat bot comes through here.
Exclamation point, Discord, enter.
Oh, yeah, nothing happened.
That didn't work.
Perfect. Well done, Dennis. That's a good way to end it.